We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
James said he's cool with playing games without a crowd. He also said he'd feel comfortable playing basketball again. But Perk, he stipulated he would be comfortable when the pandemic has, quote, calmed down all the way to a minimum.
Come on, James. A lot of these guys need to get back to work. At the end of the day, James, everyone is not like you. We don't have hundreds of millions of dollars just laying around.
If we come back and play, I know everybody's thinking we're definitely coming back to play, but there are issues.
The NHLPA conference call tonight was spirited, if not raucous. Some believe Don Fehr may already have or will get the mandate to accept the return to play plan, but not overwhelmingly so.
This is far from being a done deal, I believe.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Bees will buzz, kids will blow dandelion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer.
Summertime.
Let it go.
Snow up against the
it's a summer.
Sand.
You know how many times I watched this movie?
22 times. Did I get it right?
22?
22 times.
What did you take, the under?
22.
22? That was on a weekend. I did 22 times on the weekend, Glenn.
Wow.
Your kids are too old.
You have strange taste.
No. Your kids are too old. Your kids weren't aren't old enough. I mean, they weren't young enough.
What are you talking about? I've watched this movie numerous times, but it sounds to me like you know every word of the entire movie.
I should know more of it. Right. I should know more.
Have you seen the second one? The second
it was. I couldn't get through it. I was so disappointed. I only got through a half an hour.
Disappointed in Frozen 2.
I'm disappointed.
So we start
Frozen
the show
too.
Today. We have a disappointment with Frozen 2.
Yeah.
All right, so we start the show because it is the first weekend of summer. It's the first weekend of summer. Does anybody feel it? I don't feel it. I don't feel it with all of this stuff going. Hold on. First weekend of summer, what are we doing? You're going to the local place, maybe a little outdoor, beautiful little bar right on the water, and you're sipping a little cocktail and maybe getting some appetizers. Then you're going in, getting a nice dinner. Is any of that stuff happening right now? No.
Well, it depends on what state you live in.
Exactly.
Glenn. If you
we live
in Rhode
Massachusetts.
Island, yeah, if you live in Massachusetts, you're not going to be able to go out and have a drink for another year. If you live in Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, you name it, you can go about your day and just have a grand old time. I tell you what, Glenn, I tell you this right now, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it 4 hours. I'm going to implode. I'm going to crash. I just ate a whole box of Raisinets. Let me show you. This box.
What? I noticed this
box
every
right here.
Day, and some of the texting. Some of the texting people have noticed it too. They've noticed you're eating candy nonstop during the show. What
this is
up with that?
Professional, Glenn. Come on.
What do you want to be a fat person? What do you want to be here?
Wait, you can hear
what do you
that.
Aspire for.
Wait, hold on.
People,
stop. You can hear that.
Ask Ryan on the text line. People do hear it.
What?
And they're
no
slobbering, slobbering your words, and they know it's candy. They have actually pinpointed it as
it is.
The big fella sitting there eating candy during a show.
It's ASM.
You know what it is? It's Mike and Ike. Mike and
Ike.
Oh,
I love Mike and Ike's.
And Raisinets. Mike and Ike's now have, they have like six different flavors.
Yeah, they got a bunch of different flavors.
And they're all awesome. And I can't eat one. I've eaten so many Mike and Ike's and Raisinets.
I love Mike
and
Ike's.
The Mike and Ike's have shredded the inside of my mouth.
Ooh.
Because I kind of, it's almost like tobacco. I take like a handful of them. And I throw them in there, and I just suck them. and I suck until I get all the flavors kind of mashed together until there's really nothing left, but there's this white little, you know, rubbery thing. And a lot of times I spit that out. Sometimes so I don't eat that.
Yeah, if you want a
zillion, like sunflower seeds.
Right. Yeah, they're like sunflower seeds.
If you want a zillion different flavors, the way to go is with Jelly Bellies. I mean, Jelly Bellies are phenomenal.
Yeah, but here's my problem with Jelly Bellies. Here's my problem. That's a great point, but here's the rub on Jelly Bellies. There's always this nasty-ass white thing that tastes like crap. Maybe it's popcorn or something like that. And it doesn't. Yeah, it's the white one that tastes nasty. Go figure. And that one ruins the mix.
Do you know one of their flavors is jalapeno? Have you tried that one yet?
No.
That's a little strange. Jalapeno. One of their
Listen, the only thing jalapeno should be on are nachos. Yeah. You shouldn't put them in your margaritas.
I like jalapeno.
You shouldn't make them into candy.
But I'm with you. When you mix them with sugar, it just doesn't work. So it is the first day of summer, so we're going to be all over the place here today. But we're not going to be inside restaurants. We're not going to be at a nice bar with a nice drink with a little umbrella, you know, sticking out of it. None of that stuff is happening. Now, I'm very jealous because I've seen some of the stuff on Twitter and some of our friends who are visiting Rhode Island, and they're going down there, and the outdoor restaurants are open in Rhode Island, right? I guess you can't go indoors, but you can go outdoors, but so many of those places are on the water, like Newport and stuff like that.
Let me ask you, what's it going to be like? I feel like when we get released and we can go, I'm trying to figure out what's the first restaurant I want to go to. Like, what is the first meal that you want when you get released? Like, so you have your, I mean, I don't even know what it is yet. I'm so confused. I don't even know what restaurant to pick. I feel like I should pick a Davio's to, you know, to support, you
I would
know,
pick,
our boy.
I would pick a Davio's. And I'm going to get to that later because my boy Steve has taken a beating, and I'm not sure I understand where it's coming from, except that people hate Charlie right now, and they're taking it out on Steve. We'll get to that later on.
But where would you go?
I'd go to Davio's.
Which one?
I would go to the one at Seaport because it would be right there on the water, so I get the beautiful view. And I would probably go through the menu. One of those.
You know what this is, Glenn? It's the reverse last meal. Death row inmates who get one last meal they die. Now we can flip it. Okay, what's the first meal you want when they say, go ahead, it's okay. No, go. No, I don't trust you. No, really. Go ahead. You can go in. Go ahead and sit down. I need to think about it. Wherever I go, they're going to have the best margarita.
Yes.
Margarita. And I may have to make it myself.
I was going
to
say, though.
I may just bring my own ingredients.
So here's my problem with this one, is that I've had margaritas, and I make a pretty good margarita, okay?
And a pizza.
And pretty good pizza, all right? So I've done all of that at home. Steak, I've had great steaks. I haven't had, it hasn't been a problem.
Oh, so you've been cooking a lot. So.
Lobster, I had a 6-pound lobster.
Yeah,
okay?
I saw that.
All of that stuff. So I would go to a place in which they're going to give me a creative meal with something that's a little bit
better. That's too risky, Glenn. Don't do that. That's stupid. Don't do that. You know what? You're going to say, hey, give me a creative meal, surprise me. Then they're going to give you something that you don't like. That's too risky, Glenn. I know, but you're going to allow yourself to chance it at a place and say, surprise me. Hey, chef. Oh, like I bring out what I'm going to make you something special. You big a meatball. I do it special for you. No, you go to a place that you can rely on.
The Jen Royal impression.
Sound like Mr. Bocciagaloop from the old Adam Costello skits.
I'm telling you, I got to find a spot. I got to find me a nice taco cart somewhere down by the Cape
that
serves really good cold margaritas.
See, don't do this. Don't do this because this is the problem. Most of the people are in Massachusetts right now. They're all, you know, cooped up at home. They can't do any of this stuff. And here it is, the first day of summer. And wouldn't you know it? Look at the weather out there. It's gorgeous.
Love that
song.
It's
gorgeous. You're outside again. Huh?
All day.
I got my windows open.
You know what? Today
I'm in my studio, looking at the ocean. It looks beautiful.
Here's your problem. You're such a radio snob. You had to build your own radio station in your house.
I had it and for you a don't while. Have, I was out of work for a while and needed to do something.
You don't have the ability. I can take this little Comrex unit and I go anywhere I want.
Yeah, you can.
You guys would never even know where I'm at.
I
just take my Zoom. No, you can't. You don't have one. You don't have a Comrex unit. You're the radio snob.
Right here.
No.
I see you have a conference unit.
No. Is that what you're talking through? I thought you had your whole little, like,
I do. I have the whole
WRKRP, whatever that is, in Cincinnati.
I have a whole board over here. But I can still take it and go play. Maybe that's what we should do.
We should.
Get creative and fool each other. You know how we have a mystery guest?
Let's go to a restaurant in Rhode Island.
You know how we have a mystery guest? We have a mystery guest. Why don't we do a mystery location for each
one
of us? And just go somewhere, not tell us where it is, and you have to guess where we are.
I can guarantee the state that we'll be in. How about that?
It won't be Massachusetts.
Here's what we need to do, and I'm not even kidding.
103.7, we're coming your way.
We need to take the show on the road, and we need to go to one of these Rhode Island restaurants and do the show from there. Listen, Tyler,
I'm good.
Make this happen. Make this happen.
You and Joe's our bono right now.
All we have to do, I mean, because if we want to, need to do. We need to prove.
Leave him out of it.
No, leave him. He's got to be in. Someone's got to sponsor it, right? We have to somehow shame the state of Massachusetts. Look at little old Rhode Island, the smallest state in the union, making you look like a chump. Rhode Island is selling food. Rhode Island is open. The fact that Rhode Island is treating Massachusetts like its bitch is amazing to me. Just having a grand old time. It's 80 degrees out today. It's gonna be. You can see next week's.
Yeah, I'm taking next week, by the way. I just looked at the forecast. I'm going to pull a Lou on you. So Lou took this week off. He took Thursday, Friday. He's taking Monday off. And what Lou does is he doesn't give you an awful lot of notice sometimes with vacation because he needs the latest weather forecast. And I'll give him credit. He's good at this. Like, he always takes off the week of the All-Star break, the baseball All-Star break. He's the baseball guy. He knows it's a wasted week, that nobody cares about the baseball All-Star game. So that's why he takes it off. So Lou always looks at the weather forecast. So I've done that already, and I am officially putting in for next Thursday, Friday, and Monday.
Wow.
Where the temperatures are going to be, hold on. Ooh, 78, Saturday, 76. Oh, Sunday, 68 degrees. Oh, I'll struggle that day. I'll suffer.
I'll struggle that day.
I'll struggle.
Oh, you're already doing it, huh? All right.
I'm done.
Well, I tell you what. You'll know when I take my vacation when I just don't show up for our conference call.
Weather. I'm not here in Boston, sunny but cold, temperatures peaking in the 90s.
I have a surprise for you today, Glenn.
I didn't know if you didn't know this.
We have two mystery guests today.
Oh, so we have
two
twins? Are they twins? Or are they,
No, nice try. We have our normal 4 o'clock mystery guest,
right?
Which I've heard is awesome. I heard next week is probably the best week of our lives, so we'll have to wait for that. And we're also going to have another one at 5:30. At 5:30, a very special. I worked really hard. I know who it is. I worked really hard on it, but I just want to surprise you. I want to give you a summer gift,
knowing that
summer is here.
Oh, that's nice of you. So this is. I was going to say, remember National Lampoon Christmas Vacation? Bring Charlie Baker here.
Yeah, okay? That's what it is. All the lousy ways to save a buck.
Bring Charlie Baker here at 5:30 today. I want Charlie Baker here.
Yeah, I know.
All right. We have phone calls if you want to call us up at 617-779.
Wait, we have phone calls or we have a phone number that you can
call? I don't have any way of working them because the – And I haven't done this because, you know, you have technical problems. You don't want the world to know about it. But when you have them like 9 out of 10, Dave's, isn't it time to like rat people out? At least, you know? Exactly.
Can we do this? I'm
going to be the snitch today. I'm going to be the snitch. We need to fix the phone the screener.
Before you go to break, Glenn, here's the calls that I want. I want to indulge on our listeners' fantasies. I want to know. It's the reverse. It's the reverse last meal. What's the first meal you want? Where's the first place you want to go when the restaurants open up? Where do you want to go eat? Where do you want to center table? What are you going to order? I want to know what restaurant you're going to go to when this state opens up for business.
There you go.
That's what I want.
Good.
All day long and summer music.
All right, 617-779-7937. We'll figure a way of getting them on the air somewhere. We'll take phone calls during the course of the afternoon. Two mystery guests coming up today.
Two.
And for all, you know, yesterday, do you remember when Fourier was all excited? Ooh, the NHL, ooh, they got a plan, it's coming back. Dale Arnold. When Dale Arnold tells you that he's talking to NHL players and the NHL players don't want to come back, Dunsky, he's the most positive hockey guy in the world. He's dying to get back on Nesson and do his little hockey shows. And he's telling you the NHL players don't want to come back. They're done. We'll get to all of that and a lot more right here on the first day of summer. It's not actually the first day of summer. It's actually...
Whoa.
You okay?
I came out of nowhere, so I thought you turned my mic off. Sorry about that.
Mike and Ike's coming at everybody.
Welcome
right
to Friday.
Out on the radio. Woo! It is really the first day of summer. That's what we call Memorial Day, right? We'll get to all of it coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got my first real six string.
There was a conference call last night, the NHLPA. Bob McKenzie tweeted about it. He said, it's my understanding the NHLPA conference call tonight was spirited, if not raucous. While the executive committee voting won't be finalized until sometime today, some believe Don Fehr may already have or will get the mandate to accept the return to play plan, but not overwhelmingly so. And it got me to thinking, we're taking it as a given that these athletes want to get back in play. I'm not sure they do.
Wow. Good summer song, by the way.
Come on, hit it. Does this like make you just sit there, just think about your high school days? Just all the girls that dumped you, Glenn?
Now, why do you have to bring those bad memories? Isn't life tough enough for all of us?
Never
right
had
now?
One in high school. I don't know what it's like to get dumped. I never had a girlfriend in high school.
Oh, please. What do you mean you never had a girlfriend in high school?
I never had a girlfriend in high school. What do you want me to say? You want me to make one up? I didn't have a girlfriend in high school. I never wanted a girlfriend.
Why not? Were you just trying to find yourself? Were you not sure?
Well, I found myself already. Don't worry about me finding myself multiple times during the day.
Oh, now he's going to get
it. I was dedicated to my craft.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to be the best I could be.
Yeah. Trying to
women weaken legs, Glenn.
Yeah. So you were trying to break Will Chamberlain's record? Is that what was that in high school? Is that what you were trying
to do? Women weaken legs. I was trying to be the best young football Catholic boy I could be. And that wasn't in the cards.
Guess what happened? I just snitched on the equipment doesn't work, and lo and behold, suddenly the equipment works.
Oh.
It's amazing. It's amazing when you bitch on the radio and suddenly, woo, somebody fixed it.
Yeah,
amazing.
I know, and it's funny. Like you say things
tried
on the
to do
radio
that for weeks behind the scenes. You know,
you say things on the radio. You say, "Hey, where's the best? Who's got the best margarita?" And then some guy texts in says, "Sam Diego's in Hyannis."
I wonder
if the guy that texted that in is actually Sam Diego.
Probably. He's desperate right now. I tell you what, that would be a smart move once the restaurants do open up in 2023 here in Massachusetts. Maybe, you know, they'll invite us. It'll be good pub for them,
I'll
right?
tell you what, you know what we're going to be next week? You know where we're going to be next Thursday?
Roadie.
Road
I'm going to be on vacation. I already looked at the weather.
Well, you're off on Thursday. We got to go Wednesday then. Tyler, it's got to be Wednesday. Glenn's got to be part of the show.
That'll be the first time you guys have seen each other in person in what?
Yeah.
2+ months?
It's going to be weird.
Like 94 days or whatever the last game we saw.
I wonder if we'll get along in person.
Hold on. Let's see if Jose's in Rhode Island. Maybe he can help us out a little bit. Jose, you help us out a little bit. We want to go to Roadie, brother.
Okay, if you guys coming down here?
Yeah, we're coming down there. What can you set us up with? What do you got down there?
I told you to go to De Pasquale Plaza, Venda Ravioli, the best Italian food that you can ever have down in Rhode Island.
The best Italian food you could ever have. Sounds pretty good.
Where is it at? Do the guys serving the food, they all wear velour sweatsuits and talk with an accent?
Velour masks.
Hey, we better have velour with us.
The waitstaff is Italian. The cook is Italian. The owner is Italian, so it's an authentic Italian food.
I have a question for you real quick. Have you ever heard of a Maloney meat sauce? You ever heard of a Maloney meat sauce?
No.
It's chunky.
So what's the question?
That was it. That was it. Thanks, man. We'll see you next week.
All right, Jose. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Jose.
We appreciate it. So did you hear Dale today, really? Because you were the one yesterday that was, you know, I'm sitting here telling you we're wasting our time. The NHL is coming up with a cute little format. It's always nice. You can sit down there. Everybody puts the little brackets and says it's cute, and we'll have two different sites. Like, and this guy brackets. Team will play this team, and this will be cute. Anybody can do that. But when it gets to getting human beings to go out there and actually play in the games, find out a revenue situation, the economic system that works for everybody, is a little bit more difficult. And I'm telling you, in the NBA, you're hearing the same thing with James Harden and some other players. They're accustomed to taking the summers off. They've got paid, the NHL and the NBA players have been paid 75%, about 75% of their pay. They don't want, I don't think a lot of them want to come back, Christian.
Hey, do you remember, I wish Lou was here for this story. Remember, I don't know what game it was, but David Price was pitching in a game. And then Lou kept bringing it up how, okay, David Price thought he was done, or David Price thought the inning was over. And then I think he came back out for the next inning and got shelled. He got killed because he mentally had checked out in the sixth inning. He didn't think he was going to go into the seventh inning, and then he ended up going back in. Yeah. No, you're right. You're one, and we're creatures of habit.
Yeah.
And we're definitely superstitious. So I said, wow, that's exactly what these athletes are going through. I'm not surprised at all that there's a big group that said, oh, I am not starting over again. I am not going to ramp this up. You're telling me I got to have a preseason to play a shortened season, take 2 months off, and have another preseason? Well, I'm out of shape, man. I would think that there's a lot of guys out there that have just been twiddling their thumbs, playing video games, and have and don't want to be exposed that how out of shape they are and how just uninvested they are in the season anymore. They checked out. I think a lot of them have flat out checked out.
I'm telling you, the only league that hasn't checked out right now is the NFL. That's why the NFL will be the first league to come back. But I ask you, if the players, and think about this, think about it with your own life. If you were playing winter sports, okay, put your Mike and Ikes down. If you were playing winter sports and you got to the point where normally the season is over by June, your season may be over in April or May, right? And now you already have plans. You already have your schedule. You know, I'm going to spend time with friends, with family, summertime stuff. We're going to the beach. We're doing this. This is your normal schedule. Everything has been upended. You're right. You're doing nothing now for 2 or 3 months. And then suddenly everybody says, okay, let's crank it up. And now we're going to play. And you're going to lose that entire summer break because you're going to have to start again literally in another month for the very next season.
I agree with you. I think it's I can see there's, I know for a fact, like Dale has his people that he speaks to. And I have my people that I speak to. I would like to think that my people are more advanced than his people. I run in a very eclectic upper tiered group.
Christian Fourier, hockey insider.
Yeah, well, when it comes to my
so what are your eclectic hockey players telling you?
Well, I mean, it's,
can that be used in the same sentence?
Basically, the same thing. That there's a big fact. See, all right, so a lot of these guys have trainers that they work out with, and some guys have access to ice and some guys don't. Some guys have trainers that are more pushy and more aggressive and more demanding of the people that they train because they're attached to that player, and so they make ice available. They get creative, so they don't lose a step. Those players are going to be fine. They're chomping at the bit. Someone's in trouble when they come back because they're ready to hit somebody. But then there's a whole other group.
Yeah, they don't.
Where they're not doing. Anymore. You know what they're doing? And it looks cute when you see it on Instagram and Twitter. Hey, I'm doing squats with my kids on my back. Hey, look at me. I'm holding milk jugs and I'm doing curls. Stop. I did lunges up my driveway. Stop. Hey, look. I have a broom. We're playing broom ball in the street. No, that's not the type of training that you need. So, if I was one of those guys that said, and I was, next thing you know, they're like, hey, listen, you got 3 weeks. Man, I haven't been doing anything. I got bed sores on my ass right now because all I've been doing is sitting down. I actually got to walk around with like one of those little donuts for my butt because I can't take it anymore. So I when I heard Dale say that, I had heard the same thing, and I kind of chuckled because I just thought that hockey players would be the one sport where they were just a little bit more proud. I feel like there's more pride in their sport.
I think there is. I think they're different. They're a different breed, hockey players. They really are. From other athletes. And maybe the fact is that, you know, they were playing the sport at a young age, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to the rink or whatever, and came out. And the money is not what it is in some of these other sports. It may be a factor. But when they're telling you, and Bob McKenzie is saying the same thing, this other Michael Russo, who covers the Minnesota Wild, when they're telling you that these conversations are not great, the players are concerned about this, okay? And they don't want to come back. So I want to throw this out. Are people going to be pissed off if players come forward? I think there's a certain way a player could do it and protect his image. But are people going to be pissed off? Because we know that the public in general wants sports to come back. They want the NBA to come back. They want the NHL to come back. Are we going to be pissed off at individual players if players say, I'm not doing it?
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Right, I'm not doing it. We know what they were saying with Blake Snell last week, and we also know that was all wrapped up in money. So if it's wrapped up in other things, are we going to excuse these players, or are people going to get pissed then? We'll get to it coming up next at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
James said he's cool with playing games without a crowd. He also said he'd feel comfortable playing basketball again. But Perk, he stipulated he would be comfortable when the pandemic has, quote, calmed down all the way to a minimum. I want it to be safe. I want it to be entertaining for the fans and players to get out there and compete. As soon as we can get this ramped up, I'm ready to go. I feel like the majority of players feel the same way.
Hold on. Figure out what this one is.
You don't know what this is?
Oh, yeah.
In the park. Saturday.
Sunday?
Monday. Friday in the park. That's what this is.
Friday.
That was Rachel Nichols, by the way, reading James Harden's quote on not wanting to return until the pandemic. Is that a minimum?
Sunday in the park.
That's what I said.
You said Friday.
No, I was teasing you. Today is Friday. I said Saturday, and then I said...
that was confusing.
Yeah. Just go back to your candy. So Rachel Nichols is reading James Harden's quote. So Harden's, you know, saying, oh, yeah, we're raring to come back, but I'm not going to return until the pandemic is at a minimum. What does that mean, a minimum? When's that going to happen? I mean,
you know what a minimum
is? When we get a vaccine?
Zero. Yeah, that's what it is.
So he's not excited about doing. So here was Kendrick Perkins responding to the James Harden quote.
Come on, James. We're talking about James Harden, a guy who makes hundreds of millions of dollars outside of basketball. It's only about, 15, 10% of those guys that make that much money outside of hooping. A lot of these guys need to get back to work. And if it was me in that position, I was a 14-year role player. Absolutely. I'm ready to get back to work. This is a job. This is how I feed my family. This is how I put clothes on my kids' back and food on the table. At the end of the day, James, everyone is not like you. We don't have hundreds of millions of dollars just laying around.
Top five player, would you say, James Harden? Certainly 6'7", no lower than that. And he's sitting there telling you does not want to return until the pandemic is at a minimum. And Kendrick Perkins, who works in the media now around the game, he's right, made some money, but not huge dollars. And yet he needs this job he's got right now. And he's being marginalized because basketball's not there and he's not using him as much and he's not getting as much pay. So are people going to be pissed off if professional athletes, and Harden's taken, I think, the proper tactic, he's not using money. He's basically saying, I'm a scared because of the pandemic, because of COVID-19, the Wuhan flu, you call it whatever you want. That's what he's scared about. Are people gonna dump all over him, Christian?
Yeah, and they should. They should. But he'll be protected because he doesn't want to die. So he'll be protected. And anyone who calls him out is considered a bully. And it always kind of makes me laugh. The guys who are so financially comfortable and not really affected by everything that's going on, No, everyone wants it at zero. Everybody wants it at the most unrealistic level known to man. Like, they want it, like the doctors, they want it at zero. The governor wants no deaths. I mean, all these guys that they're just still getting the paycheck and still working are so quick to say, you know what? No, it's too soon. I also feel like Harden is one of those guys that, you know, he doesn't seem like he's got a ton of drive to win another champion, to win a championship. Doesn't seem like he's one of those guys that is really overly concerned with getting bounced in the first or second round of the playoffs.
He hasn't been great in big games. You're right there.
No, so didn't we talk about him yesterday? Just the desire. If you don't think you're going to make it, if you don't think you're one of the top four teams, why bother?
Yeah, I would agree with you. That's why I don't think there's going to be great desire for these players to come back and have a shortened season. I don't see it now. My guess is LeBron probably wants to do it because LeBron sees the possibility, a strong possibility, he can win another championship. Though he probably, I hate to say it, there are a lot of people who hate LeBron are probably going to have an asterisk next to this one if he does win it, because they don't want him to make this look legitimate. But getting back to the original premise and the original question we threw out there, are people going to be pissed off at these players if the players simply come out and say to you, I'm scared, I'm afraid, even though you could sit there and show them the facts and say, you're 28 years old, you're in great health. Look at the statistics we have here. You could take any doctor, and doctors do disagree on a lot of stuff, but the one thing they can't disagree on, the stats are right here. You're not going to be affected by it other than you might have a slight case of the flu. We might have to take you out of commission for 2 weeks. But you just said it. If you sit there and say, oh, you're a wuss, Harden, you've got to be kidding me. You're ruining it for all of us. The first thing people are going to do is they're going to pounce on you. They will be all over you. There will be people that will be supportive of his cause, and he will suddenly become a hero out there. It'll be Kaepernick. It'll be, let's follow him, Harden, because he's scared and worried about his health. And so I think that the players, if they want, can walk away from this thing, Christian, and I'm with you. I think it's going to be the guys that have lots of money, and they don't have to worry about paying the bills at the end of the month, and they're going to sit there and say, this is not worth it for me. How different is that from society? The people who are screaming and bitching right now are the people whose jobs are lost or their business has been shut down, right?
I just think, but Glenn, I mean, take it another step. Remove the superstar from the equation. They played 90%, 95% of their season.
Yeah, and they've been paid 75% of his money. So he's making, what did he make, 30-something this year? He's going to make over 40 next year, and he's got 75% of it. See, he's got no fear, no concern, no worry.
I would say that there's probably some minimum wage guys that probably feel the same way. And not because they don't want the money, because, hell, the season's going to start up again in September. We'll be back in September. Right? We'll be training again. We'll be going through the motions. I mean, things will be better. There's the NFL. We'll have all these other examples of how to do it right. I don't think Harden's alone. But I think the loudest voices are going to come from those teams that have a great chance.
Yep.
Milwaukee.
Yep.
L.A.
Yep.
I mean.
Yeah, there's something at stake there. You're
that's
right.
Really it.
You're right. Yeah. And I think also the younger players who are not making an awful lot of money, and they're bored to death right now, and they want to come back. And
they don't want to get back in shape.
Celtics might have a pretty motivated team right now. They may want to come back. I would think that Tatum, Brown, those guys probably want to come back.
How about this? How about just before you go, older teams. Teams in the league that have older guys, you know, for NBA standards, they don't bounce back as quick. It takes them longer to get in shape. Hell, a 20-year-old can literally roll out of bed after being in bed for 2 months and be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I usually think the veterans in the NBA have an advantage when you get into the postseason.
Well, that part, but because not as far
because
as
they're
fit.
Because they're smarter, and they're pacing during the course of the season, and there's a lot of load management that goes on in that league. I agree with you. I think the young players right out of the gate are going to be much better in these playoffs if they ever do it, and that's where the Celtics, I think, have an advantage in this thing. So we throw it out to you. Will you be pissed if a player says, I'm not going to do it. I'm not coming back. It's a health issue. I don't want to do it. I don't want to put myself in that predicament. To the phones we go. Here's Craig in Connecticut. Hello, Craig.
Hi, guys. Listen, I've listened to your show a lot, and you guys are definitely my favorites, and Fourier might be my favorite of all. And I've kind of given up on the morning show, but I do like you guys. But I did want to take exception to what Christian said about the people who are comfortable and have a job. And he mentioned doctors. And I'm a physician, and I go to work every day, and I'm generating about 40 to 50% of what I usually generate, and I have about a 50% overhead. So for the last 2 months, I've been doing my job to keep the patients at least as comfortable as I can. And so it's not that I'm comfortable. I'm 64 years old, and I'm taking a chance because I feel it's the right thing to do. What I would like you guys to be aware of is that the people who are against this are the ones who take the biggest risk when it all opens up. And I'm willing to open it up, but I just want people to realize if somebody's getting sick, they're not going to come to WDEI. They're going to come to me or people like me. And that's why we may seem a little more nervous about it, because we're the guys that have to meet them at the door when they're sick. And it's not because we're making so much money that we're comfortable.
If anybody comes to WEEI for help and they're sick, but they're sick in the head, because there's not one person in this building. I'm kidding.
We usually send them to Mark James, and then they go over the edge.
Everybody gets a rectal exam. Yeah. Here's the thing. So my brother is a doctor. So reverse that, flip it. My brother's a doctor, so he's dealing with the exact same issues. I wasn't saying that to say, hey, you're comfortable. To me, doctors are totally different, and what and how many patients they can see. Do people even want it? Like, if you're a plastic surgeon, how many boob jobs do you think you're doing? you're not doing a lot, right?
The ones that are coming in are the ones that have to come in, and we get to see them one at a time. And it's really tough. Post-op, yeah. I have surgeries on Tuesday that I have to do.
Are you a plastic surgeon?
No, I'm actually a GYN surgeon.
Okay. I
mean, you know, people with cancer, people with uterine cancer or things like that that have to be done, we can't tell them come back in the fall. We got to take care of them.
What if you had a rotator cuff that you needed surgery on and no one will see you? I have a friend who needs rotator cuff surgery and nobody will see him, and he's really been bitching about it.
Is there any suggestions for me to tell him?
Yeah. Well, I think that somebody should. I mean, you can safely do that. But you guys are really pretty good. You kind of balance things, where like the morning show is off the rocker.
Let me ask you this question.
We're all in this together.
So let me ask you this question, Doc, because what you've seen in your business is, because of the COVID-19, so much emphasis has been placed on it that the rest of the hospital and elective surgeries, as Christian was alluding to, and other things, people going in and getting, cancer exams, CAT scans and things like that, have all been kind of pushed aside because people are fearful of going in there. Are you not fearful that there's so much attention being paid to the COVID-19 right now that on the flip side of all of this, we're going to see incidents of uptick in, heart disease and people that missed out finding out whether they had certain tumor or something that could have been dealt with, that there are so many things that we may face on the other side of this?
Oh, absolutely. I saw a lady who no one would see about 3 weeks ago, and she called around. I said, I'll see you. And she has, unfortunately, an advanced cancer, and it's going to be a problem. Now, I don't know that it would have been any better a month sooner or 2 months sooner, but the fact of the matter is, she's an example of somebody just a few weeks ago who couldn't get in for a while until she called me and I brought her in. So you guys are right. The thing I would like everyone to think about is what we need to do is open up the door slowly and be very cautious, but keep opening it wider and wider and see how far we can go. We're never going to get back to normal for maybe a year or two, but we can get better. And you guys are right. We're not doing elective things. I have three cases on Monday that have been pending, Tuesday, have been pending since March. And I finally got the okay to do them. But those people, like your friend with the rotator cuff, they've been suffering.
Trust me.
I think Christian's right about this guy,
whoever it is. I appreciate the call, Doc. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
That was a long man. He's like third man in.
No, but I wanted to get his two cents because he obviously is not dealing with the COVID-19.
What kind of doctor was he?
Gynecologist.
He's a Christian. The gynecologist.
I don't think he can help with your friend's rotator
cuff. I don't think he can help my buddy with
rotator cuff. He was not going to help you with
I don't have a. I have a friend that's got a bad rotator cuff.
You think Glenn could get up in those little stirrups?
Come on, ride me, Doc. Ride me. Here's Benny in Maine. Hello, Benny.
Hey, how you doing, sir? I got to say, Benny. Go Pats, first of all. And second of all, a huge topic that nobody's even discussing.
Uh-oh.
I work on the front lines, and basically what's happening is because the schools don't know what they're doing in the fall or the summertime, they're not taking any lab techs, EKG technicians, X-ray, whatever, into the school. And it's a liability to send these people to, like, clinicals, to hospitals that are treating this virus. So there is, like, nobody coming up behind us. I mean, even if they graduate early and say they can take their test, these testing centers are, like, split in half.
Ooh.
Where now they're backlogged and they have to retain this information for months after they've graduated early. Then another hurdle is they can't even get their license through the state because they've moved people around in the state to welfare and unemployment. And then even after that, you got to train them on the floor. So it's like these people that are, you know, working in hospitals right now, they're working overtime. I mean, they're working short-staffed, rotating everything, and there is nobody coming up behind. So we ask everybody, you know, please just follow the guidelines, you know, and just be kind, be patient, and, you know, everybody's just trying to do the best they can inside and out.
No, I think you're right, Benny. This is causing so many issues, so many other problems. How about all of these hospitals, they rely on all of these other different type of surgeries, and they're not getting any of those. So there's no money coming into the hospitals. So you would think right now the busiest places over the last 3 months have been hospitals, but the money's not coming in. So what happens to the hospitals down the road? Are we going to have now another stimulus package, another bailout to bail out the hospitals? And it's crazy.
I think the virus was definitely the platform, and we haven't even felt the ripple effects yet with all areas, hospitals being, you know, number one, but geez, you know, this is crazy. You know, everybody just be safe, be kind, be patient. You know, we're all doing the best we can.
There you go. That's the best way of looking at it.
Put
Benny's
that
got the best advice right there. Put it on a t-shirt. It's great. By the way, did you see that Bob Kraft finally auctioned off the championship ring last night? You see that?
What did it finally go for?
It went for $1,025,000. So my guess is somebody came in because there was $1 million bid there, and you know, one guy said to the other rich guy, "I'm going to top you with another $25,000." The other guy backed out of it. Right, $1,025,000. It's great for Kraft because even if the ring costs, what does the ring probably cost? He can have another one made, right? For like 60
grand. Yeah,
yeah. 70 grand, right?
Doesn't that take away the novelty of it? Doesn't that take away, I guess he auctioned off his first one and he just got another one made. I guess it still holds its value, but really, it doesn't even matter. Someone had a lot of money and said, "Hey, I need to write off. Here's a good cause. What out there is cool to bid on?" And he said, "I'll take it. I have $1 million to spend. You know, what's the, you know, I'll get the ring. That'll be fun." Right?
It's a lot of money for a ring.
You know what, Glenn? The guy, whoever bought it, was going to give the money anyways.
So you get your rings appraised, do you not? Get insurance on them?
Yeah.
And so what are the rings worth?
I think they're about 20, 22, 25, something like that.
That's what yours are worth.
Yeah.
From the early days. So these
priceless.
Are probably worth more.
They're actually priceless, Glenn. I can't put a number on it. How much?
I'll tell you what. If I were to give you $1 million for that ring right now, is it still priceless?
Nah, you know, everything's got a price. Hey, make me an offer I can't refuse. What's up, Tyler?
The jewelry value from that Super Bowl was $29,750.
Wow.
Yeah, mine must be less than, because that's
and
Super
just the
Bowl
jewel
ring
value
was,
alone.
Was ginormous.
So he could just go back.
I do question the clarity and the cut of the diamonds that are in there. It's not like a, you know, what are they? All the numbers that they give these diamonds. They're I wouldn't say they're high end diamonds, right? Glenn, you're gonna put 60 diamonds in there, something crazy.
I have
it
no
looks
idea.
Good.
I don't know if they're high.
I have a suggestion for anyone who wins a Super Bowl. Can we get something that's a little smaller, something that you can wear around on a regular basis, something
well,
that doesn't look like
now.
A rodeo championship buckle? you know,
it'll look like brass knuckles.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If the Dallas Cowboys, ever win a Super Bowl championship before Jerry Jones hits the dirt nap, I will guarantee you that ring will be twice the size what any ring is right now.
Well, it's Texas. Everything's got to be bigger.
Twice the size. But you're right. They're all gaudy and they're just gigantic.
You can't wear them.
What do you do with them?
And what do you say when you wear a ring like that at some normal function? Not a Super Bowl party, not a speaking engagement.
Look at the hard old Patriot.
Oh, gee, he must be important. Do you think he played? What's his name? Let's go shake his hand. Can I hold your ring? That's crazy.
What's your name?
Joe Carter.
I mean, never mind.
Who are you? What do you do?
Have a long snap.
I should probably, on the next break, I should go upstairs and go look for him, see if I can find him, but I don't want to waste an hour.
That was pretty impressive, though. Over $1 million. Somebody paid over
$1 million. Where did
that
go to, by the way?
Vladimir Putin. He wanted to fill his collection because he's already got the first one. He figured this time he might have to pay for it, but at least he's got two of the Patriots championship rings. Why not?
Hey, it could be Arthur Blank.
The money goes to Feeding America, Meals on Wheels, and a bunch of other food pantries. Yep.
They're raising a lot of money
today,
Tyler. So what is Brady's ring worth Kraft's ring is worth over $1 million?
Brady's family ring from the same Super Bowl sold for $344,000, but that wasn't exactly Tom's. It was a Brady family ring. Did have Brady on the ring, but it wasn't actually Tom's ring.
Yeah. Whose was it? Like Kevin Youkilis's ring? I mean, what member of the family?
Brady family member.
His mother, father, who was it?
Could be Giselle's. Know.
Those would be small. Those are usually pendants. The women usually get pendants.
Yeah, it's at about 10% smaller than the ones the players and coaches got.
Uh-oh. The cops are out in Glenn's neighborhood. Oh, somebody must be jaywalking.
Somebody's on the beach. Oh, my God. Oh, they're on the beach. How about the rules for the beach now? So the rules on the beach, you can put your feet in?
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, but you can't put your whole body in. The states are coming up with these rules right now. You can put your foot in. Yes. Can't put your whole body in it.
Like, where does it end?
Because you know what? You know what? There's a shark out there that has COVID-19, and he could pass it along to you, and then you're going to pass it along to all your neighbors. That's what you're going to do. I can see.
My parents used to have a rule when we were kids that we couldn't go above our knees. That was the rule when we were like really young, heading to the beach. So that would actually, those lessons can be, you know, brought to today's life. When you really think about it.
Life's great. Lessons. Awesome.
Insane.
All right. Andy Hart wrote a piece about how everybody is obsessed over Tom Brady. Okay. People have got to stop Tom Brady. When are they going to stop being so obsessed over Tom Brady? And yesterday, people were a little obsessed because it was announced by ESPN, or maybe it was Brady's group that announced it, that they've got a nine-part documentary series. And we all talked about it. So we throw out the question, when are people going to stop obsessing over Tom Brady? We'll get to all of that and more right here on the Friday edition, really the first day of summer edition of OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.